Good evening, everyone. Great to see all of you. I want to begin by thanking Yitzhak Mordechai Feder for suggesting learning Pirkei Avos. So we put together a nice program starting with this evening. And we're going to be learning the first parak this week. Each night, someone else will be giving 15 minutes on a different Mishnah, a different idea. I figured I'd start off with something more general about Maseches Avos. And there are two basic questions many Mefarshim ask. Number one is, why is Maseches Avos called Maseches Avos? And number two is, why do we learn Maseches Avos between Pesach and Shavuos? And if it's between Pesach and Shavuos, maybe we should have started Shabbos Chol HaMoed. After the Leil Seder, maybe Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach should have been the first Shabbos of Pirkei Avos. Why do we wait until the Shabbos after all of Pesach is over? So there's a fascinating Das Zakenim. In the beginning of Parshas Beshalach, the Pasuk tells us, "Vayhi Beshalach Paro es Ha'am," when Paro sent out Am Yisrael, "V'lo Nochem Elokim Derech Eretz Plishtim Ki Karavu," that he sent them around. They didn't go to Derech Eretz Plishtim because it was Karavu. And Rashi says it was too close for them to return back to Mitzrayim. Ki Karavu V'Noach Loshuv Be'Osa Derech Mitzrayim, they could easily get back to Mitzrayim. That's what Rashi says. But there's an incredible Das Akenim. The Das Akenim says, Ki Karov means, Kolomar Ha'am Karov Shel Kadosh Baruch Hu. That the nation is close, the nation is our relatives of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shenemar Livnei Yisrael Am Krovo. We are the Am Krovo, we are the relatives of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Karov Hu. And this Das Akenim reminded me of a fascinating Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Tes. And the Gemara there on the bottom of Lamed Tes, Amin Aleph asks, there's a certain min, a certain apikoros, had met Rabbi Abohu, and he asked Rabbi Abohu, it's true that your God, Elokeichem, is a Kohen. He's a Kohen. Because it says, V'yikhu li truma, the Kadosh Baruch Hu collected truma. So only Kohanim get truma. So asks the apikoros, Ki kavra l'Moshe, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu buried Moshe Rabbeinu, b'may tavel, what did he use for the mikvah? He had to go to the mikvah after he was tameh. And if you're going to tell me that he went into water, well, that can't be, because the pasuk says ki madad b'shalomayim, that he was able to measure all of the water in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. So what was the mikvah? How did he go to the mikvah if he was tameh? Rabbi Abohu says that eish, fire, also has the ability to be metahir a person. You and I, human beings, can't go into fire. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can. And that was the conversation. Asks Tosos there on the spot, why didn't he ask the question, how is HaKadosh Baruch Hu able to, as a Kohen, bury Moshe Rabbeinu? They're not related. A Kohen is only able to be metame for one of the seven close relatives. And says Tosos there, Di Yisrael Nikru Banim Lamakum. That Klal Yisrael, we are considered children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Karavu, because we are relatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able to bury Moshe Rabbeinu, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a Kohen. So that Rizal says something very, very interesting. That the whole process of Galus in Mitzrayim, the process of the Yetziah, was as follows. As we know, that the whole process was really a birth. It was a birth of a nation. And so the Arizal says that the idea of Galus Mitzrayim, all the pains, the tzaros that we went through, that avdus, it was the avdus of ibur, of labor, of a birth, all of that. Being pregnant for all those years, that was the ibur, the pregnancy. And then the yetziah, writes the Arizal, was the leida. When we left Mitzrayim, that was the birth of a nation, a birth of a people. It was a birth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, Ki Karov Hu. And the Chassam Sofer writes in his drashas that when we were in Mitzrayim, we were avadim. But when we left the Yamsuf, when there was a Kriyas Yamsuf, at that moment we became Banim Lamakom. We became children. We became Ki Karov Hu. We were the relatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this explains the answer of why this is called Maseches Avos, perhaps. So The Sfas Emes says, Maseches Avos Pashup Shat means that we're learning the Midos of the Avos, of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But he says, we learn the Midos of the Avos, it's our way of understanding HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midos. Mahu Rachum Afatachon. We have to emulate the Midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the only way to do that is by learning the Midos of the Avos. So in essence, the Midos of the Avos is really learning the Midos of Avinu Shebashamayim. Because we became the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu the moment there's a Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Maseches Avos is about understanding our Avinu Shebashamayim. And this also explains why we learn this Davka after Kriyas Yamsuf. Because only at that moment, the Kriyas Yamsuf, the opening up, the Leda, only at that point were we considered Banim, were we considered children, were we considered Kerovim. And at that moment, we were able to call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Shebashamayim. And for that reason, we learn Maseches Avos after Shvi'ish HaPesach until Kabbalah HaTorah. Now, it is a little strange that we're celebrating this relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that it's very, you know, overall in the current situation with the struggles that we're going through, and every single year, the Avelis of Sfiras Omer. It's a strange way to celebrate our closeness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that He's our Avinu Shebashamayim. But there's a very, very beautiful, very, very beautiful piece in Ali Shor. Ali Shor, he explains why Tisha B'Av, of course, which is a day of Avelis, the greatest day of Avelis that we have in the year, and yet the Gemara and the Halacha refers to it as a Moed, it's a Yontif. So much so that we don't say Tachanun. So how is it possible that you're in a period of Avelis, and yet there could be a celebration of a Moed? Moed means like a Vad Chachamim, when people get together, a gathering is a Vad, a Moed is Lashon of a Vad. How do you recognize a closeness with the Kadosh Baruch Hu when there's a moment of Avelis, a moment of Tsar, a moment of sadness? So he explains that there are two types of celebrations, two types of Moadim, I should say. Sometimes you feel close to Kadosh Baruch Hu because it implies time of Simcha, a Pesach, and sometimes a person could feel close to Kadosh Baruch Hu when there's something that's very sad. And I remember I was once at Eish HaTorah, I was sitting in the back of a lecture, and I forget the presenter now, but he was saying, he was asking us, when would we feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And he was very descriptive in his options. Was it if you would win the lottery, when you feel like you're in the top of the world? Or, as he described, the 90th floor of the Tower 2, the second tower, 9/11, right when the plane hit. Which would make you feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And when a person's in a moment of Eis Ratzon, Eis Tzara, so you feel closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes when things are bad than when things are really good. Now either way though, there are moments of us feeling close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. And so, and Ali Shor explains here, that we say in the Pasuk, Karuv Hashem L'chol Karuv, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is close to all those who call Him. Yachal, one might think, to everyone who calls Him? He says, only L'chol Sheyiku Ve'emes. Only those who seek out to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu from a place of emes. If you're honest with yourself, if you're honest with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, who you are, where you stand, then you're going to be Karav Hashem L'chol Karav L'chol Asher Yikru V'emes. Even in a time of Eis Tzara, even in a time of Avelis, and certainly in a time of Simcha, we're able to tap into that closeness to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Maseches Avos, Sfiras Omer is a time where we're coming closer to Kabbalah HaTorah, a time where we recognize that we are the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we are Banim L'Makom, we are Ki Karov Hu. As we climb the ladder, counting each day, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where we're finally going to wed HaKadosh Baruch Hu under the Chuppah, at Har Sinai with the Kabbalah HaTorah, that's a celebration. Whether it's the first half of Sfira, when there's a period of Avelis, or whether it's the second half of Avelis, when there's a time of Simcha. Karav Hashem l'chol karav l'chol asher yikru v'emes. And that's a lesson of Maseches Avos. So Mi'etz Hashem, we should realize how close we are. That we are the children, we are the chosen people. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose each one of us. As we realize that in every place we go, every step of the way we go, every place in this world, we could see, we could feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that will bring us so much closer as a people, as a nation, as children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be zocha to see that time where the entire world will realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close to every single one of us, that we are the children. We should be zocha to the Gula Shema Ba'amitas, Meherav Yameinu, Amen, Yameinu. Have a great night, everyone.